Welcome to Her, Healthy, Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. You know, I've done a lot of calls with a lot of women who've wondered why it is a guy who can be great at the start can lose his desire and passion. Chemistry that's there at the start with a guy who really cares about your needs in bed and out of bed. But then within either a little while or a long while, as you begin to get closer, get intimate, fall in love, it's almost like the sex life gets worse the closer you get emotionally. Well, bad news and good news. The good news is I'm going to help you understand it. The bad news is this absolutely does happen with many men. One way of describing it is the love-lust split. Esther Perel was talking with sex therapist Steven Snyder recently about this. And they were talking about how the dilemma of the little boy with a depressed mom is that he feels like there is no way for him to make his mom happy. Why does this matter to you in your adult relationship with an adult guy? Well, as that little boy grows up into being a man, he has learned to feel responsible for the feelings of his emotional partner. And what happens as he gets older and gets into a sexual relationship with emotional intimacy is he feels like it's safe to have lust, to be sexual, to have chemistry, until he starts to form stronger and stronger emotional attachment. The closer he gets to his partner, the more he feels responsible for her happiness. And it brings up all of his fears, formed often in childhood, that he will not be able to make his primary female partner happy. Remember, though, so much of this is set up initially by his failure to be able to do this with his own mother. So, as Terry Real calls this unholy triangle, the impossible to please father or abusive father, the sad or underexpressed or depressed mother, and the lovely little boy in between trying to be perfect enough to keep everyone happy. This kind of adult male is going to show up on your radar at first as an amazing, nice guy, so sensitive, so considerate, so willing to do things for you. One of the nicest boyfriends, maybe fiancés, maybe husbands, you've ever had in terms of how he treats you. And initially, the sex can be pretty damn good too. Often tinged with a lot of care and romance and putting your needs first. But over time, as this kind of man gets closer to you, the tension, the fear inside him will rise. The stakes get higher and higher because as emotional closeness grows, so does his fear that he will fail to make you happy emotionally. Now, the mistake, the trap that you could fall into in these kind of relationships is first trying to fix the man and his insecurity and trying to make him feel better, reassure him that everything's okay, while tolerating less and less sexual desire from him. The thing is, the more he pulls away and the less desired you feel, the more abandoned you will feel. And generally, this is when the dance begins. It gets worse and worse for both of you. Because as you feel less wanted, he's going to sense that he is not fulfilling you emotionally, which hammers his buttons of I'm failing to take care of my emotional partner's emotional needs. Remember, he was raised on feeling responsible for an emotionally unhappy mom. And because he was a boy, he was incapable of doing anything about it. So now he's put himself in an unwinnable situation. He's afraid he will never be enough for you. So he pulls away, which makes you feel abandoned, which makes him pull away more because he feels your disappointment, which makes you feel more abandoned. And the more these emotional intimacy problems show up, the more they look like sexual intimacy problems. If you take one thing away from today, it's understanding that most of the sexual intimacy problems are really emotional intimacy problems. So don't feed into settling by lowering your own standard for healthy emotional and sexual intimacy. What can you do about it? Well, it begins by you making a decision to talk about the emotional issues and the emotional closeness. But unless this kind of man is willing to look at his old pattern of taking responsibility for the emotional happiness of others and feeling like he can't succeed at it, he will always have a huge disincentive to getting into the sexy, connective chemistry side of things with you. This may be why you've experienced nice guys with no chemistry and bad boys with lots of chemistry. For the bad boys, nothing's at stake. There's no emotional intimacy that they're creating. They've chosen to keep themselves safe by not connecting at all. Today, make a choice. Are you willing to accept low sexual intimacy because of low emotional intimacy? Or is it time for you to have a talk about it? Much love.